Well, hello guys, it's danger time for us, for men out there. And I know at the moment it's always dangerous time for men, but something's coming up that makes it even more dangerous for us. It's Valentine's Day. Boom, da-da-doom. Oh, it's a special day that somebody said you have to show how much you care for your loved one by buying something for them. Well, I can remember Valentine's Day when I was a very young man. It wasn't for the man at all. It was for the femon, and only for the femon. The man bought flowers or chocolate or something special for the femon. The man got nothing. And if the man forgot to get her something or didn't get her something, the femon would use the shaming tactics and maybe the silent treatment for 3 or 4 days. So the next time it came around, he would behave and get her something. You see, guys, they were entitled way back then, too. And the way femons are treating men nowadays, and are so entitled already, they don't need another day to be more entitled, do they? Oh, I know some of the femons get the man something, too. But that's only the guilt thing working. They never used to. But the only people that benefit out of Valentine's Day is the stores and mostly the femons. And I spent my whole life never ever buying a Valentine's gift for a femon. And I did all right. If you actually are with a femon and you have got something going, you don't need a special day to celebrate it. You can celebrate it every day. If you're with a femon and you don't get her a Valentine's gift, and she gets annoyed, you're with the wrong femon. So guys, especially the younger guys, don't fall for the trap. Don't get a Valentine's Day gift. Well, say she gets you one, but you don't get her one. Just say, thanks a lot. Because just think back at the amount of years that men got nothing, and femons got all the gifts. So guys, don't play their game. I know, it's supposed to be romantic. Have you ever noticed that anything that's supposed to be romantic always costs the man money? You could always do this if you got one of those crazy femons that has to be shown how special she really is. Just walk in there with your hand clasped, pretending you're holding something, and then tell her this is a bunch of flowers that you've given her for Valentine's Day. 'Cause she's so damn special. And when she says your hand has nothing in it, you can tell her you were saving the planet, saving the flowers you were going to buy, saving them from being ripped off their stalks, slammed into a jar and die. Also, getting a tear in your eye would be good. Well, she might buy it, you never know. I personally think Valentine's Day should be abolished, because really, it means nothing. It kind of reminds me of those people talking on the phone you hear all the time. And they always end the sentence with, I love you. Does anybody else out there find that annoying? I do. Because it means absolutely nothing. I mean, goodbye and I'll see you later. Might mean more, wouldn't it? Well, I suppose I could invent anti-Valentine's Day. Where instead of giving something to her or him, you take something away. Of course, then again, you could always have argument day. Say, I don't know, would you have a Friday or would it be middle of the week? And then, of course, you could have no talking day. Oh, femons already do that, don't they? Sometimes it's a week. But they're grown-ups, right? Of course they are. Anyway, keep your hands in your pockets, Valentine's Day, guys. And don't let me down on this one either. Because, you know, things are getting close to the wire now, guys. We've got to be serious here. You know I am. Anyway, you take it easy, guys. Love ya. Bugger off.
And all because a lady loves milk trays.